rest of the story. Investment advisor, Tempe, Arizona, Kurt Blick. He had traveled east on business, was attending a training session with more than 100 other financial advisors. Suddenly, a terrific explosion rocked the room. Well, there was no apparent damage. And moments earlier, a speaker at the meeting had made a reference to heaven, so there was rather nervous laughter at the coincidence until a second explosion, this one more powerful, and this one extinguished the lights and shut down the air conditioning system. The date was February 26, 1993, on the 107th floor of the New York World Trade Center. You now know what caused those roaring blasts and the nightmare that followed. But this is the rest of the story. For Kurt Blick and his colleagues, there was only one way down from the 107th floor, the stairwell. But there were no building plans, so the group would have to start walking down those stairs and hope that they led safely down and out. As they descended, the air in the stairwell grew hotter. Somebody said, "I smell smoke." Now remember, nobody knew yet what had happened, or what may yet happen. So when the group reached the 50th floor and discovered that everything below was plunged into darkness, everybody stopped. A voice said, "I'm not going down there." There was a murmur of agreement, but Kurt Blick knew that it was the only way out, and so, despite the now visible plumes of smoke and ever-intensifying heat, Kurt elbowed his way to the front of the stalled crowd and announced, "I'm going down." And down he went. But not alone, for as he continued to descend, those nearest him could see a light. Not faint and ethereal, but mysterious nonetheless, a receding point of vibrant blue iridescence that penetrated the gloom, a sign of life. And then someone said, "I can see a light." And somebody else said, "I see it too. Let's follow it." Not "let's follow Kurt." Kurt by then had vanished into blackness. Rather, "follow the light. Follow the light." On the 12th floor, the group encountered rescue workers and firefighters. By then, the streets outside were awash in emergency vehicles and television cameras and anxious onlookers. But Kurt and his investment counselor colleagues had made it down the pitch-dark stairwell to safety. Not only because of his courage and his leadership, but because of that mysterious light. A light that accompanied him as he descended into the unknown. Mysterious to all except to Kurt. For you see, the iridescent patch of blue, that little speck of reassuring blue, which guided the others on their otherwise dark journey to safety, was part of a gift which Kurt had received from his family the previous Christmas, enabling him much as Rudolph did when he guided the sleigh through ominous fog. It was a patch of blue, a speck of blue on the hero's wrist, glowing from the liquid crystal face of his new Timex watch. And now you know the rest of the story.